I've asked Coach Fox about it, but what's it going to be like for you going back to Carolina, a place you actually know really well?
Well, number one thing is we're going to win a football game. So it's a business trip for all of us, but I must say it will be nice to see some of the old neighbors and spend some time with them.
When you look at this, their defensive line, Fox yesterday was saying there are some similarities with Cincinnati. What do you see out of their front four?
They've hit the quarterback a lot. They've got a number of sacks. They're up there, you know, top of the leaderboard. Are up close to that and throughout the league, and they've done a nice job. They play with a lot of energy, and they play snap the whistle every down. So you got to make sure you got to do your job up front.
What have they done differently in the pass rush, because they've really cranked those sack totals up the last couple of games?
Well, I think if you go back from the first week on, they've hit the quarterbacks. You know, sometimes, you know, some teams might get rid of the ball a little quicker than others, and so, you know, you may not get those sacks from week to week, but then the team that might want to hold on to the ball a little longer, that's when the numbers start coming up. Well, good play up front. They've done a great job up front. You know, last week, Peyton didn't really get touched. There's a couple hands that got on him, but it really wasn't a hit at all, just someone running by him. But, you know, the offensive line, tight ends, and then the running backs deserve a lot of credit for that. You know, understanding, hey, being on the same page in protections, whether we're sliding the front one way, redirecting it the other, and just everyone being on the same page. And it also helps when you have the receivers we got that are coming off, flying off the ball and getting open. So Peyton make good, quick decisions in the passing game, get the ball out of his hand. Well, no, I think it's a combination of everything, you know, whether or not it might have been a breakdown maybe somewhere, you know, lack of communication, maybe we held the ball too long, maybe a receiver got beat. So that's always a combination of everything. I don't think it's ever just, you know, hey, and this is the game of football, guys can get beat from time to time. And so that's going to happen. And, you know, fortunately, last couple of weeks, they've done a great job up front.
Hey, Mike, when you're calling plays, how much willpower does it take to keep running the ball even when it's not really working? What's the mindset behind that?
Well, I think you see last week, the great thing about what we did last week, I think, looking at it and going back and talking to the team, is we stuck to the run. And we didn't get away from it, because you can't do that. You can't just drop back every down in this game and let the quarterback get teed off on when the defense knows that. So you have to have good balance. And, hey, some weeks going to be tougher than others to run the ball. We knew that going in against Cincinnati. They got a good run defense. And so we keep balance. And then, as you saw, we keep running. And then in the fourth quarter, the last two drives of the game, that's when we ran the ball the best. When the game was on the line, Willis did some great things with the ball.
Having coached Steve Smith, what kind of advice would you give the Broncos DBs to try and defend them?
Well, I think number one is he's someone you got to look out for every play. He's one of the greatest competitors I've ever been around, works extremely hard, and he's got a burning desire to be successful. So you just got to make sure you know where he is every play, and he's going to come to play on Sunday.
Mike, can you see a way to incorporate Trenton Holiday into the offense?
Well, I think everyone on our football team has a role, and what we're doing offensively, we have an idea what we want to do from week to week, and if there's something we think will help us win the football game, you'll see him out there. He can move pretty fast. But the last guy they just mentioned can move also.
It's not often that assistant coaches get to stay in one place for 9 seasons. Was it tough to leave Charlotte after you've been there for so long?
I was very fortunate, working for their organization, working for George Seifert for a couple of years, and being with Coach Fox for 7 years. My family and I were very fortunate to stay there for the 9 years we were. But in this profession, you know, my wife and I have always said that, hey, we're not going to move just to move. And the opportunity came here to work for the best organization in football, so, I couldn't pass it up.
What did you learn both from your time with Fox and also those 2 years on Seifert's staff?
Well, you know, I was a young coach, and I was very fortunate under Coach Seifert with a gentleman by the name of Richard Williamson and Dan Henning. After Coach Seifert had left, John Fox had hired Dan Henning as a coordinator, but Richard was with George, and those were two guys that I spent a ton of time with and really learned the NFL game. And I was very fortunate. I mean, I've been fortunate my entire career in coaching, being a young coach, being surrounded by good mentors, and that's the number one thing.
Hey, Mike, one more quick one is, what's Dwan Edwards done to get better from his time in Buffalo? How has he improved as a tackle?
Well, you know, I think he gets good push inside, and he's done a nice job against the run. And, you know, their whole defense as a whole has gotten better. So I don't think he's just one guy. It's their entire defense as the season's gone on has gotten better from week to week.